Radio Reverb's Dynamo. Blues Mammoth loves the Pete Jones Show.
In the studio now, we have the gorgeous, the amazing, the wonderfully talented Geordie Alkemer. Geordie, how the heck are you?
I am really good, Pete. It is an absolute delight to be back.
Oh, well,
good to see your face and not just hear it on the radio.
Well, that's here the we thing. Are. You see, the mechanics and the stuff. And also, you get the treatment up here, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolute five-star service.
Free
Couldn't
drinks.
Complain. Free drinks. I know.
Thanks
I know.
For not bringing, too many in with you.
No. A little thank you champagne is absolutely necessary. Anything more is fussy.
Very fussy. And that little sweet little olive thing they have in there. I love that, the way
I
they
know.
Do that.
What's that little thing? Yeah.
Well, it's just delicate and subtle. And it, to me, it screams reverb.
It does. It's quintessentially reverb.
And it's screaming. I love it. So thanks for making your way up here. And, the rider was, acknowledged. You mentioned that you came in almost this time last year.
Almost to the day, I think. Yeah, I was thinking about it on the way down and it just, I think it has been a year, somehow.
Well, I was going to say you would know, because I was thinking about it this afternoon, and I put it down to 6 months. So, you see, that's time again.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder, Pete, clearly.
Something is going on, and something is fonder, definitely. So what's going on in the world of Geordie?
Oh, lots. It's been a busy few months, shaping up to be a busy next few months as well. It's been lots of shows, lots of travelling around, lots of recording, and then just releasing music and, promoting it and chatting about it and going a little bit mad, but in a fun way, I think.
In a good, productive...
In a good, productive way.
And very, very creative way.
I think so, yeah, definitely. If I kind of look at the body of work so far this year, I'm feeling pretty happy that it's only halfway through. It's good, yeah.
So is this all new material that you've been working on?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's been... February time, went into the studio to start recording a song turned into two, and then before I knew it, I'd made this whole project, and just staring at it going, right, well, what is this? It's homogenous, it all fits together nicely, at least it does in my mind anyway, and thought, well, there we are, actually, I think that's going to be my debut EP.
Wow,
yeah.
That's cool, and are we talking four tracks, five tracks, six tracks?
We are talking six tracks, well... Five and a half tracks.
Okay, what's the half?
The half, a very moody interlude. A very moody interlude.
Like that.
Yeah, and I haven't mentioned that at all before. This is a Radio Reverb exclusive.
Right, that
yeah.
is it. Bag him. We're in. We are in exclusive land.
Exclusive territory now. Be careful.
So this was February.
Yeah, February. Yeah.
And was it all finished in February?
Practically. I think actually the first track that I released a few weeks ago, that thank you for playing it on the show as well.
Such a pleasure.
Was a song called Black Lake.
Yeah.
And when I was on the show last year, we had about 2 minutes to go and I just said, I wrote this song a couple of days ago. Can I please play it? Almost as a tester. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it felt good to play it. And that kickstarted the whole thing. This EP wouldn't exist if it wasn't for that. So I went in and recorded it.
Well, all power to you for suggesting to play it. That's fantastic.
Yeah, just feeling far too comfortable here, clearly.
Good. Well, I don't think it's the drink talking or the view.
No. I keep forgetting how severe my vertigo is. And then every time I come here, I keep looking down and going, I should have
warned you again. But, I figured you'd remembered. But we are so blessed, aren't we, with this? It's just stunning.
The view.
Golden
hour.
Everything about it, right. Just the producers, everything. It's just, we're so blessed.
Oh, they've been so kind today.
Well, good. I'm so pleased. My question, really. Is if you did all that amazing stuff in February, it's now June. You've been sitting on this stuff?
I've been releasing bits and, there have been shows as well in the way and other work, etc. And like I kind of, in my mind, like the next song I think we'll have a listen to together was, in my mind, the idea of a sad summer anthem. So I wanted to wait until the summertime to release it.
Fair enough.
Get down and sad in the winter, write your songs, and then wait till summertime.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to, just release everything in one go. We also made this fantastic music video for this single Black Lake. My dear friend, old friend Ren Scott Bridge, massive shout out to him, just had this fantastic idea. It's on YouTube. It's called Black Lake. You can check it out. But it's so cool. Really clever idea. Beautifully shot. An absolute talent if ever there was one. And it's things like that that you need to kind of pace your schedule for.
Absolutely.
You know, don't open your Christmas presents too early.
I love that. No, it's really, really cool and very, very clever. And when you've been playing live since then, have you been just dipping your toe into the water of all these tracks, or have you been holding them back from the
live
shows?
Everything live and new songs and frequently, like, it's gigs are a great opportunity to like test out material you haven't recorded yet. Do the crowd like it? Do you like playing it? Are you changing things like ad hoc? And if you are, then questioning why, and it's all part of the songwriting process.
But one thing I've always really wondered about that is that you recorded these things in February, then you go and play them all live, and you play them and you play them. But how does it change? So then when you go back and listen to the February, I mean, does the track change over time with you, or is it just that you get to know it like a well-worn jumper? Or
fantastic question. I think some of these songs that had been recorded had been played a little bit live, and but also the fundamental difference is that live it's just going to be me, one voice, one guitar, but recording, I when I record the songs, I play all the instruments.
Good
so
point.
it's everything. It's from like drums to backing vocals to you know, a vibraphonette on one of the songs to a glockenspiel on another. I know, like a vibraphone but smaller.
What?
I know.
Stop
they sound
it.
So moody. It literally sounds like 50s elevator music. It's gorgeous. Yeah.
Whoa.
So any instrument, and we, you know, in this studio in Hove Embassy Studios, with the absolute mastermind Jean-Emmanuel Krieger. You know, him and I just put this whole project together and just had all the freedom and time and space to just any instrument. Yeah, let's just keep doing it. But of course, then, like you say, how does that change going forward? Well, live, sometimes the songs have to be shorter.
Yeah, sure.
Or sometimes they get a little longer.
And have you ever treated yourself and gone out with the band behind you?
Oh, well, I mean, I was playing in bands since I was like a really little kid and, you know, was in bands until, you know, only a couple of years ago. It was something I wanted to try. A real challenge, or a slightly intimidating challenge. Can you get in front of a room full of people with just your voice and one guitar, and can you make an attempt at entertaining them for half an hour, 45 minutes? Can you?
It's a silly question, but which do you prefer? Which do you enjoy? The sheer fear of being on your own on stage.
Oh, I love the sheer fear. Sheer fear is great. That feeling when you know it's a few songs in, you're not really quite sure if you've got the room or not, and in between songs you can't hear anything, you go... Oh my God, there's no one here. No, you think like, it's just wonderful that like you,
but as
you're
a
invested.
Completely unknown, I'm not a musician, I'm not a singer. In my mind, in some ways, it would be almost more stressful to go out with three other people because you've got to like coordinate, you've got to gel, you've got to, you know, sometimes if you're, in my mind, if you were playing on your own, it's you, right?
You're
and
responsible
it's you
for
and
yourself,
guitar,
yeah.
But you're not having to, you know, all work and gel. But maybe I've heard other people saying, well, you share is 25%, you know, of.
Yeah,
the,
that's, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
and people carry you a little bit as well. And if you die, you die.
Yes, you all go down together. I mean, I do think I've been really lucky to share the stage with absolutely fantastic and phenomenal musicians. It has been a rare feeling of going out feeling underprepared and going, oh no, this might be a disaster. Uh-oh, what have we done?
What is happening? Yeah. Well, listen, folks, if you want to go and see Geordie Alchemer, 28th of June, along the London Road from here, actually, Yellow Book gig. Yellow Book is the name of the venue.
Yeah, it's the name of the bar. And then the venue is called Suite.
Sorry.
At the Yellow Book. But it's upstairs.
Get it.
It's been recently made and renovated. It's a beautiful little theatre, really intimate. So
and
ideal for a little folk show.
And they're saying doors at 7:30, aren't they?
They are saying doors at 7:30.
And it's a steal. It's only £7. That's amazing. You can hardly get a pint for that.
You can hardly get a pint for that, yeah.
Folks, Geordie, let's hear. What have you got to play? What's the first track?
Oh, okay.
Sorry,
I've got...
jumping on you.
I've got a song that the opener of this upcoming EP at the end of August, early September. That's the idea. It's a song called Afterthought. Face to face, given hope in waves from a brief exchange, but I'm an afterthought after all again. Too late, but I want to stay and await a change, but I'm an afterthought after all again. Don't tell me I'm not, don't tell me I'm more. Don't tell me things that make me not an afterthought at all. Don't tell me I'm not. Don't tell me I'm more. Don't give me things and make me feel the slightest bit adored. Heavy rain in a wounded space washes all things grey. I forget that I'm an afterthought again. Disdain in a lover's cage that I could escape. If I only really wanted to, I would. Don't tell me I'm not. Don't tell me I'm more. Don't tell me things that make me not an afterthought at all. Don't tell me I'm not. Don't tell me I'm more. Don't give me things that make me feel the slightest bit adored. Adored. Pain that dissipates, oh lover, stay an hour or two. Paper hate is flown away to somewhere safe right next to you.
Whoa, that's beautiful. We got Jordi Alkmaar in, playing live and hacking his guts up because he's just performed. My goodness me, what would you be like? Ask yourself that, look in the mirror. That was a track called Afterthought. That is stunning. That is beautiful.
Thank you.
So, a lovely message in from Kenny Murray saying, Jordi, you're not an afterthought.
Ah, Kenny.
Yeah, there you go.
I appreciate that.
Well,
thank you.
There you go. He says, lovely lyrics, lovely song. Thanks, Kenny. Kenny was our guest last week, as
it happens.
And he's been working as a duetting with, or working together with, Nick Endicott Gibb on various projects. So, funnily enough, we're playing a track for theirs later. So, thanks, Kenny, for your message. You guys can all join in. 07909-547-336. Would love to hear from you. So, Jordi's here. That's on the new EP.
Yeah, that'll be the opening track.
Opening track. What's the EP called? Does it have a name?
Yeah, the EP is called Misery Dirt.
Right, okay. Tell us why.
Oh, I got a message from a friend. You know, normally when you kind of like punctuate a sentence, you go thing, comma, thing, and this person just forgot the comma, and I can't remember what the context was, but they just said Misery Dirt, and I loved it. I thought that was great. What a fantastic name.
Yeah.
There is a title track with that on the record,
and no credit to them, of course,
and credit to them, absolutely. No, of course not. No, yeah. they've been written out of my will. I no.
Well done.
It was just one of those names where you hear and just go, oh, that's just fantastic. That's perfect. Yeah. Misery Dirt.
So that's the name of the EP.
Yeah.
You reckon what, end of August, beginning
end
of September?
End of August, beginning of September.
That's kind of launch. And get this, not just virtually.
No, not just virtually. We're doing a really, really limited run of vinyls. And they'll be available, of course, end of August, early September.
Talk me through that. So have you already got the press thing planned? And
it is being pressed in Paris as we speak right now.
Wow.
I got the confirmation email a few days ago, and got the test pressings, which was incredibly exciting. What a moment.
Yeah.
A childhood dream.
Awesome.
Of having your music on a record, and you know, no artwork or anything, just bare bones vinyl, and just stuck it on my turntable and was just listening going, no way, no way.
That's
no
so cool.
way. Yeah.
Very, very cool.
So there we have it. Like it's happening.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Can you tell a difference in the sound when you're playing, when your material is now on a vinyl, than to when you're hearing it through a WAV file or a studio headphones? Or, I mean, is there a certain texture and quality of all of its own?
Yeah, I think this was a record that I recorded that I wanted to sound like era appropriate. I want it to sound like the late 60s, early 70s. All the recording style, all of the instruments, everything is old. This guitar I'm playing now, it's old.
Beautiful.
Everything is, all the old microphones, everything is vintage, to get a natural sound because of the music that inspired the EP.
I think that's why you're so drawn to Radio Viva, right?
Absolutely, of course. It's I can't keep away.
Right. And where was the studio? We should give them a shout out. That has
Embassy
been...
Studios in Hove.
Embassy Studios, where in Hove? It's not Embassy Court, is it?
Yeah, it is.
It is
in the basement of Embassy Court. Yeah.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
That building's rocks.
Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah,
it
did a whole
really...
project there once. But
really?
We'll talk about that another time because it's not relevant. Lovely message in saying, pressed in Paris. That's a good title.
Preston Paris,
because you just said that your vinyl.
Yes,
was
the Paris. Maybe the highly anticipated follow up.
Yeah,
because you know there's going into the studio again soon to start recording EP or maybe album number two.
Yeah.
Before this one's even out, because you know why wait?
Why wait?
And we need a working title, so we can have the working title as Preston Paris. And you know how working titles have a tendency to stick. Who knows?
So, what do you think, Preston Paris?
I like
good,
Preston Paris.
Nice. I like that. Do you want me to play the one that you sent over as a kind of not pre-recorded, studio recording?
Absolutely. Yes.
Tell us about this track.
Okay, this song is called Around and Around. Yeah. It was released last Friday. This was the like sort of sad summery anthem idea. I wanted to have a go at writing a really folky pop song, and yeah, just got carried away adding all the melancholy to it, and you know, the kind of little Fender Rhodes and all of these kind of moody lyrics and stuff, and I think we got something kind of weird out of it. But
well,
yeah, let's have a listen.
Let's have a listen. This, my friends, Around and Around.
How can it be raining since your last breath, and when you bleed, is it pure gold? You're always sipping, never drinking. How can it be? The sun's been so impatient since we last met. Don't look up, yeah, you're devastating. Don't look round, yeah, you're killer. Don't look up, yeah, you're absolutely something. So it's one.
Just beautiful. Yum, yum. Geordie Alchemar, not Alchemy. Who said Alchemy?
No, I think it was one of the producers.
Thank you for that in my ears, getting it all wrong. Thank you. Geordie Alchemar here. That is beautiful, beautiful. Around and around.
Thank you.
That's you in the studio without just acoustic-y. All the instruments, and did you play?
Almost all the instruments. I will say, and a shout out to Jan Alchemar, my father.
What?
Who played drums on the track. I know. Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yes, he is.
Jan is a drummer?
Yeah, yeah. He's a professional drummer, but hadn't played drums for a little while.
Will he be listening?
And possibly.
Come
I don't
on,
know.
If bring
he,
it
he,
on.
He might have better things to do.
What? Better than what?
I know. No. He's listening.
Where are they based?
In Brighton as well.
Okay,
yeah.
You're all in Brighton. Are you kind of born and raised in Brighton? Is this your?
I was born in South London, but I was raised in Brighton, so I've been here for like overwhelmingly my entire life, practically.
Southwest, southeast.
Oh, so south, like Zone 6, like Kingston on Thames.
Okay.
Like, yeah, really,
nice.
like the clinging on to being London.
Gorgeous.
So
Kingston.
I don't claim to be from London.
Come on.
In my mind, I'm from here. But,
yeah, but Kingston's lovely anyway.
Yes, totally.
Oh, hello, that was loud.
There we go.
I just felt you needed something underneath, you know what
a little,
I'm saying?
A little mood setter.
So we got Geordie Alchemar here. Go to Sweet, by the way. It's above Yellow Book, along London Road. It's kind of that end. It's the sort of, you know, Trafalgar Street, Domino Pizza end. You know, not our end. We're somewhere in the middle. On the 28th of June. Well, that's this week.
It's this Friday.
Come on, this Friday evening.
I better see you all there.
Yeah, if you're listening to the repeat, it's tonight.
Yes.
Just get on with it. Stop messing.
There's no time to lose.
No time to lose. And those tickets on the door?
You can buy them online. If you get to me on Instagram or Facebook or anything like that, you know, there's links in my bio for all of it. You can also find it on the Yellow Books website, the Yellow Books Instagram page. There's a Facebook event. It's very easy to get tickets, but
it sounds
if
cute.
It doesn't sell out, and I stress it is a tiny, very, very intimate, folky venue.
Yeah.
If it doesn't sell out, there'll be tickets on the door.
Okay, I like it. All sounds gorgeous, gorgeous. 28th of June. Support or just you on your own?
I think at the moment it's going to be me on my own, two shorter sets with a small interval in the middle.
With no paternal drummer taking over.
No paternal drummer taking over. Just me and my guitar and my voice. Just depressing the hell out of everyone in the room for an
hour. Are you
kidding?
It's stunning. That track is hauntingly beautiful. I love it.
Have you got
another one you'd like to play live? Because this is great.
Yeah, I do, actually. I tell you, I think I'll play a little cover next. I heard this song for the first time really recently, and it has just been going around and around and around my head.
Okay.
And I'm just obsessed with it, and I've learned it, and I want to play it desperately. I think it's fantastic. Shall I just start? I think I will, yeah. Perhaps it is the color of the sun caught flat and covering the crossroads I'm standing at. Or maybe it's the weather or something like that. But mama, you've been on my mind. I mean no trouble, please don't put me down. Don't get upset, I am not pleading or saying I can't forget you. I do not pace the floor, bow down and then forget. Well, mama, you've been on my mind. Even though my eyes are hazy and my thoughts they might be narrow, waving don't bother me. Oh, bring me down in sorrow. I don't even mind who you'll be waking with tomorrow. But mama,
You've been on my mind. I am not asking you to say words like yes or no. Please, please understand me. I have no place I'm calling you to go. I'm just whispering to myself so I can pretend like I don't know. Well, Molly, you're just on my mind. Mama, you're just on my mind. When you wake up in the morning, baby, look inside your mirror. You know I won't be next to you, you know I won't be near. I'd just be curious to know if you can see yourself as clear as someone who has had you on his mind.
Just ridiculously beautiful. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. That was a lot of fun to play.
Oh, man. And Bob, I tell you what, you've knocked the socks off a Dylan track there. Seriously.
I'm quoting you on that.
You will 100%. Quote me away.
You heard it here first, folks.
Well, Andy's listening still in Canterbury. We do love him. He says, Bob, lovely version. Well, there you go. And that was without prompting. So, yes. Mummy, you've been on my mind. You have got the delights of Geordie Alkema here singing for you. How does it feel, folks? How does that
feel? It's like
feel?
It's just us in the room.
Oh, man, it's so good. That's beautiful. I mean, is that going to be in your catalogue from now? It's such a stunning.
I think it might have to. It's so much fun to play.
But I just got to rewind a little bit. You just said you heard this a week ago. A
couple of weeks ago,
All I'm going to say to you is, oh, my God, there's so much that you're going to love if that's a newish thing.
Yeah.
And if you don't know that little journey. There's just so many beautiful songs there in the
lexicon
of Bob. So, you know, fair play to your elbow, my friend. That is stunning. Geordie Alkema, please go. Please go to Sweet. It's above Yellowbook. And if you've never been to Yellowbook, this could be the finest example and excuse to go. Seriously, it's on London Road, £7. It's this coming Friday. It's just going to be stunning. I mean, the doors open 7:30, probably on about 8-ish, I'm guessing, unless there's a mystery support. Who knows?
Maybe there could be. You'll have to buy a ticket and find out, people.
Yep, you might find there's tracks from a little known new album called Pressed in Paris. I don't know.
Maybe.
Well, what do I know? The EP, Misery Dirt, of course, will be showcased. But you can't buy yourself a vinyl copy, not until, I don't know, maybe August, September, something like that.
Patience is a virtue, Pete. I think we're just going to have to find a way to.
That's beautiful.
That.
I read that somewhere too. Did you? Well, will you start reading my books?
I needed some entertainment while I was waiting to come on the show. The producers keep trying to sell me your books.
Fair enough.
Yeah, there was a surplus of them as well.
Yeah, well, they're all signed and ready to go. That's fine. You know, take yourself a copy, but, you know, pay here, and especially here. Lovely message in. Who's this? Such a lovely guest today. Lovely songs and very modest person.
Oh, thank you. That's
that is
very
from,
kind of you to say.
Maureen and Stenning. Well, thank you
thank
for listening.
Thank you, Maureen.
Hello, Stenning. Yeah. Would you like to go? We've got about 3 minutes.
3 minutes left.
Almost 2 minutes. What have almost you got?
I've got a really, really short song. Here's my entry for
Seriously?
The world's shortest folk song.
Yeah, okay.
Life's moving on, and you're getting that feeling that you got to catch up, but you're going to get there in your own
Never
time.
Never enough time either with you, Geordie.
This
Never
song's called
time.
Lean.
Listen, thank you so much for coming in. You've been
my
the
pleasure.
Best. Best of luck, and hopefully see you at Sweet.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, love. It's time to leave. But thank you for these fantasies that I'll unfurl when days are getting colder. There's a ship. Sails upstream, I'm running late, don't wait for me. I'll find my own way and meet you in the sunshine. empty gun pressed to my head, and absolutely no one there to shut me down and complicate my breathing. Who will bring me misery, excluding present company? You always find a way to sink your teeth in. Lean on, if that's what you wanna do, I guess you're gonna lean on. If that's what you wanna do and say, ambition always finds a way to lean on. Ambition always finds a way to win.
Geordie, thank you so much. You
are thanks
the
for having me.
Finest of players. The finest.
Radio River, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.